Chapter 19. Wei Ying sleeps hard, and wakes up in time to join Lan Zhan's yoga practice halfway through, which is an objectively good thing, as evidenced by all the horrible popping sounds his body makes. "I forgot to fucking stretch," he groans into the floor, arms out in front of him, armpits pressing down, up on his knees with his hips high. "I forgot stretching existed. Fuck me sideways. I spent all that time learning decent posture, so I'd look nice in my porn, and then I ruined it in a month. Ow." Lan Zhan makes a soothing sound, determinedly not looking at Wei Ying, because the pose is, suggestive, and his dick is quite interested in figuring out exactly how to fuck Wei Ying sideways, as requested. Lan Zhan gets home that afternoon to an empty apartment, Wei Ying already at the wedding venue to set up, but it doesn't feel nearly so lonely. Wei Ying seems determined to keep Lan Zhan involved, regardless of the distance, and he's texted at least 6 times since arriving, quick little jokes and photos of the decorations. It's nice. It's more connected than Lan Zhan has felt in weeks, and he smiles at the photo of a bouquet with custom-dyed blue roses. Okay, sure, these are pretty, Lan Zhan, but can you imagine being this pretentious? With a warmth in his heart he's been missing. After a moment's thought, he switches to another thread in the app. To Ni Huai Song. Thank you for last night. Wei Ying came home, and we talked. All is well. Oh, Hank, fuck. Thank. If he didn't come home, I was gonna have to kick his ass for you, and Wei Ying is way stronger than me, so that wasn't gonna work out great. Unnecessary, but I appreciate your willingness to, as Wei Ying would say, throw hands. Ruffle emoji times 6. You fucking nerd. Lan Zhan hesitates before he sends the next text, because it seems too forward, perhaps. Too vulnerable. He sends it anyway, though, because he literally cried on the phone to Ni Huai Song the previous night, so he's already been intensely vulnerable in their eardrums, and this can't possibly be worse. I very much appreciate the emotional support you showed me. I have not previously had a friend I was able to lean on in that way, and I would like to do something to thank you. If you are open to it, I would like to knit you something. Regret seizes him as soon as he hits send, and he has to bodily resist the urge to throw his phone across the room and hide from it. Ni Huai Song taught him how to knit. How arrogant to suggest Lan Zhan make something for them. As though Lan Zhan had anything to offer someone so obviously more experienced. What was he thinking? He should have offered to buy them a bottle of wine or something similar. Ridiculous. His phone buzzes, and he glances down at it reflexively. From Ni Huai Song. That is like the sweetest fucking offer, Ajahn. I'd love that. Let me look at my RAVQ and see what I like that I don't want to knit myself. I'll email you. Orange heart emoji times 4. Lan Zhan relaxes, the anxious regret flowing away, and he runs his fingernail along the edge of his phone case with a smile. To Ni Huai Song. I look forward to your email. Blue heart emoji. He does. He's looking forward to seeing what Ni Huai Song will choose, and what color, and he looks forward to presenting it to them and seeing their reaction. He takes a moment to picture it, basks in the idea, and then focuses on the knitting actually at hand, Wei Ying's sweater. By the time Wei Ying gets home from the wedding, at about 9:30, the photo booth was only booked for the first half of the reception. Lan Zhan has finished the sleeves, steam-blocked everything to make it easier to sew, and done some of the basic seaming. The front and back are attached at the shoulders, and the drop sleeves are sewn where they need to be, so now he has what is, functionally, a very inefficient and weirdly shaped blanket with a hole in the middle. It's actually almost a disappointment to have Wei Ying get back, and therefore make Lan Zhan stop for the night, because he's so close to being done. That disappointment fades immediately when Wei Ying climbs into bed. Good. And then into Lan Zhan's arms. Better. And gives him a minty fresh kiss. The best. It's fine. He has all morning tomorrow to finish, and if he works quickly and everything goes well, he can give the sweater to Wei Ying when he gets home from the brunch wedding. Lan Zhan has to suppress an excited little squirm at that idea, because Wei Ying is almost asleep, and he doesn't want to disturb him. Soon. Saturday's wedding doesn't need Wei Ying at the venue until 9 a.m, which leaves plenty of time for Lan Zhan's run, a sleepy round of morning blowjobs, and an hour of yoga afterward, for Lan Zhan. Wei Ying joins him for 20 minutes of stretching, before prettying himself up for the day, his words, and prepping the equipment he needs to bring. They eat congee together, and Lan Zhan sends him off with a kiss and the keys to his car, watching Wei Ying's red-hatted head all the way down the hallway to the elevator. Lan Zhan doesn't plan to go anywhere this morning, and this way, Wei Ying can leave the wedding and come immediately home without waiting for a rideshare to pick him up. Lan Zhan wants him home as quickly as possible. Lan Zhan also wants him to stay out of the house for as long as it takes him to finish the sweater. Lan Zhan is learning, slowly, to be more comfortable with his contradictory desires. After attempting to lay out the sweater on their bed and the coffee table, Lan Zhan eventually moves it to the kitchen counter so he can finish the seaming. It's the only place it will fit, and the ergonomics of sewing while standing could be a lot worse. He got enough practice with mattress stitch the previous evening that the final seaming goes smoothly, and it's immensely satisfying to pull gently on the tail of the yarn and watch the seam zip itself shut. When the ends are woven in, he moves back to the couch, practically vibrating with how close he is to being finished. The neckline is still raw hems, so he does some counting and some math, and applies some stitch markers as reference points, before he carefully, methodically, and evenly picks up the required amount of stitches all the way around it, and sets to knitting the collar ribbing. Something like an hour later, he casts off, weaves in the last few ends, and spends a full 5 minutes admiring his work. Wei Ying calls him a yarn wizard nearly every day, but this is the first time Lan Zhan actually feels like one. It's a sweater, an actual garment. Hats and gloves and scarves are all well and good, but this is something new. Lan Zhan presses at the warm bubble in his chest, and realizes, after some searching, that it's pride, more strong and settled than he's ever felt it before. It feels good. Lanjian feels good. He squishes the brioche rib in his hands, and knows that soon Wei Ying will feel good, too, and he almost starts crying out of sheer accomplished joy. Wei Ying is scheduled to be out for at least another hour and a half, so Lanjian does as Ni Huaisong has instructed, and zips the sweater into a protective lingerie bag and gets it in the washer. Apparently, and Lanjian still thinks this sounds a little fake, superwash yarn is best blocked by simply putting it through gentle wash cycle with cold water and then tumbling it on low heat. He knows the swatch he knitted originally survived this treatment, and he has store-bought superwash sweaters he launders in the same way. It feels wrong to do it to something he made, though, and he has to resist the urge to sit next to the dryer and stare intensely into it the whole time, like a contestant on the Great British Bake Off. He goes and has half a bowl of leftover soup instead. So much anticipation in his stomach, he can't fit a full meal in it, too. The sweater survives, as do Lanjian's nerves. Barely. It looks good, which is to say, it looks like a sweater Wei Ying will wear and like. It's oversized and drapey, ruby red with hints of purple. The brioche rib stitch open enough that whatever Wei Ying wears underneath it will peek through. Lanjian tries it on in the mirror experimentally, imagines that his body is Wei Ying's from the collarbones down, and has the unique and honestly bizarre experience of being actively attracted to his reflection. It's weird. He takes the sweater off, secure in the knowledge that it will look very good indeed on Wei Ying, and folds it neatly on top of his dresser. He doesn't feel the need to explore that particular realization any further. Lanjian spends the eternity before Wei Ying gets home. It is, perhaps, half an hour. He's not being rational, and he knows it. Finally casting off his lace and garter stitch chalette and blocking it on the mats he ordered for that purpose, and then winding the yarn for Wei Ying's black cable and lace accessory set with the ball winder and swift he ordered for that purpose. He's debating the merits of nervous cleaning their bathroom when the front door rattles, and he's pulling it open before Wei Ying can even manage to unlock it. "Hey, babe," Wei Ying says, tipping his head up for a kiss. "Miss me?" "Always," Lanjian says against Wei Ying's mouth, and kisses his nose when he groans in protest. "How was the wedding?" he asks. Normally, like a normal person, taking charge of Wei Ying's photography equipment and dropping it off in the second bedroom. He's trying very hard not to drag Wei Ying inside and force the sweater onto him bodily. It's surprisingly difficult. "Oh, it was fine," Wei Ying calls, still taking off his shoes. "I barely got a chance to eat, though, so how big was your lunch? I was thinking we could go get hot pot for Lunner, if you're up for it." The acoustics change as he heads into their bedroom, presumably to strip out of his dress clothes. "I would enjoy that," Lanjian says, following him in. Wei Ying is shimmying into a pair of stretch jeans, the holes at the knees showing flashes of red leggings. Perfect. "How is it outside?" he asks casually, crossing to the dresser, where the sweater is waiting in plain view. "Gorgeous," Wei Ying says, pulling on a black thermal long-sleeved shirt. "Sunny but freezing, so like, the best winter weather that isn't a snow day. Definitely sweater weather." Lanjian takes a moment to thank all of his ancestors and every deity in the heavens, and also the uncaring scientific universe, for the most perfect setup of his entire life. Mmm, he says, picking up the sweater and figuring out the best way to display it as he turns around. Perhaps you could wear this, then? Wei-Ying reaches for the sweater automatically, and then freezes, his fingers hovering above the soft fabric. He stares at it for a long time, then looks up at Lan Zhan like it's a joke, like he's expecting a punchline. His mouth works soundlessly around words that don't come out, the knot in his throat bobbing with a swallow. When he finally speaks, his lower lip and voice both tremble.
Lan Zhan, did you make that?
Lan Zhan nods. Wei-Ying's hands clench and relax as he sways half a step closer, still not touching.
Is it for me?
Lan Zhan nods again. Wei-Ying swallows, blinking hard, his lashes wet.
You made me a sweater?
He asks, unsteadily. Lan Zhan nods a third time and presses it a little closer, bridging the distance between them and letting the yarn brush Wei-Ying's hands. That finally makes him move, fingers clutching at the rib, squishing the plush stitches, and Wei-Ying hugs the sweater to his chest like it's a lifeline and he was drowning before he had it in his hands.
You made me a sweater,
he says again, awestruck, before scrambling it on and turning to look at himself in the mirror. His reflected smile shines like a sunbeam, hands automatically tugging the sleeves down to wrap over his knuckles, and Lan Zhan has a brief moment of nearly painful joy before Wei-Ying bursts into tears and flings himself at his chest. Lan Zhan catches him automatically and squeezes him tight, joy flipped to confusion as though by a switch.
Wei-Ying,
he starts, and before he can finish the question, Wei-Ying sobs.
I love it! I love it so much, baby!
He pushes away just far enough to cup Lan Zhan's face, eyes streaming with tears.
You were making this the whole time, weren't you?
He demands.
You were knitting this the whole time I was being a selfish little shit, and I had no fucking idea.
You are not a shit. You were struggling with your mental health, and I have already forgiven you,
Lan Zhan says, squeezing him around the ribs until he squeaks.
Your schedule did make it easier to complete it more quickly than I had originally estimated, he admits.
Wei-Ying opens his mouth, probably to apologize again, and Lan Zhan kisses him before he can say anything.
We can consider that a silver lining,
he murmurs, their lips brushing.
I am glad you like it.
It's perfect, Wei-Ying insists. The best sweater. F in the chat to all other sweaters. I'm never taking this off.
He sniffles, eyes still wet and overflowing, and Lan Zhan maneuvers them closer to the nightstand without letting go, so Wei-Ying has access to the tissues.
Oh boy,
he says, wiping his nose.
I am still feeling the sleep deprivation. Fuck. My feelings are all over the goddamn place.
Understandable,
Lan Zhan says, kissing a tear from his cheek and tasting salt. Now that he's no longer confused or concerned, he's very much enjoying Wei-Ying's outsized emotional reaction, reactive joy fizzing in his veins.
I like that you like it,
he confesses, rubbing his hands over Wei-Ying's back, soft yarn and hard muscle under his palms.
Ni Huaisong told me you'd cry when I gave it to you.
They were right, Wei-Ying says, laughing. Fuck, Lan Zhan, I can't believe you made me a whole sweater and I didn't notice. How did you make it so perfect? You picked the yarn, Lan Zhan tells him, playing with the hem where it hangs down over the curve of Wei Ying's ass.
And the pattern. Do you remember?
The journey of expressions Wei Ying's face goes on is possibly the funniest thing Lan Zhan has ever seen.
You!
Wei Ying half yells, slapping Lan Zhan's shoulder.
You devious little fucker! Are you proud of yourself?
Very, Lan Zhan says, and he pushes Wei Ying down on the mattress and kisses him breathless before he can come up with a retort. I intend to knit you more sweaters, he says, between kisses to Wei Ying's beautiful, fully exposed neck. Score one for this pattern, if you would like to be more knowingly involved in the process in the future.
Yeah, Wei Ying says, dazed. Yeah, that sounds good. He tugs Lan Zhan up by the hair and peppers his face with quick little pecks. Knit yourself a sweater first, though, okay? He says, eyes shining in sincere. You deserve a sweater this perfect, too.
Okay, Lan Zhan says, soft and fond, all his warm feelings overflowing their banks, and he tugs Wei Ying back upright. Hot pot, he says, as a reminder, and Wei Ying's face lights up all over again.
They take photos of the sweater against a brick wall outside the hot pot restaurant, which means the group chat blows up while they eat. After, they make it over to the tea shop, and Wei Ying flirts with the ancient woman behind the counter as she brews them cup after cup of half the varieties in the store. It's exactly as wonderful as Lan Zhan had imagined it, and they definitely buy too much tea. And he's so happy about the whole thing, he doesn't mind trying to figure out how to go through a 4-ounce brick of pu'er when he doesn't even normally drink pu'er. They wander through a park where the hellebores and camellias are blooming, a few enthusiastic crocuses, vivid and bright against the general brown-gray malaise of winter. And when they get home, Lan Zhan has never been happier to lose at Mario Kart. Hey, Wei Ying says, sipping at some of their new chrysanthemum flower tea from the peony-patterned tea bowls Lan Zhan likes, because he was feeling fancy this fine evening. Are you up for maybe tying me up tomorrow? He's reclined back against the cushions, feet in Lan Zhan's lap, Bichen shedding all over his sweater. No pressure if you're not. I know it's been a little while either way. I'd really love to. I swear I'll return the favor, maybe next weekend if you want. I know I don't have the brain power to be a good dom yet. I need to get some more sleep first.
Wei Ying, Lan Zhan says, putting down the beginnings of Wei Ying's black lace scarf and squeezing his ankle. Yes, I would like that very much.
Oh. Wei Ying blinks at him over the tea bowl, takes another sip, and smiles a little slyly. Okay, good. It doesn't have to be a super elaborate session. We don't need to go full dientia. He presses his toes against Lan Zhan's side and strokes a little. I just want to be reminded whose I am, he finishes in a quiet voice. Lan Zhan pets his calf, lets his eyes go dark and intent.
Mine.
All yours, Wei Ying breathes, and then yawns hugely.
All yours tomorrow,
he says, settling a little deeper into the cushions.
Tomorrow, Lan Zhan promises, and returns to his knitting.
Wei Ying makes pancakes for breakfast, Sunday stretching out before them, clear and unscheduled, in a way that makes Lanjian's heart sing. They go grocery shopping together for the first time in weeks, and Wei Ying wears his new sweater. Lanjian watches him push their cart down the aisles at the H Mart, half dancing along to the boy bands playing on the store speakers, and has to bodily resist the urge to grab one of the poor employees and ask if they understand what it means that this beautiful being is his boyfriend. Can they even understand how lucky he is? He does not do that. Instead, he waits until they're buckled back into the car, drops a heavy hand on Wei Ying's knee, and asks, "When we get home?" "Yes," Wei Ying says immediately. "I mean, we can put the groceries away first, but yes." "Smart," Lanjian allows, and he starts the car. Wei Ying begs 10 minutes to get ready for the scene, which Lanjian allows, because it gives him a chance to set up their bedroom. It doesn't take much. He's not doing anything particularly elaborate, but he gets a strap through the headboard and sets out a set of wrist restraints on the ever-present sex towel without being observed, which is how he likes it. He finds he wants to wear something nice, so he changes into a pair of cobalt blue briefs and a matching elastic chest harness. It's not his most elaborate lingerie, but also not his most masculine underwear, and the harness frames his pecs nicely. The fishtail braid he did today shows off the blue streak in his hair, and just to complete the look, he switches out his dangly silver earrings for a pair of sapphire studs. "Ready?" Wei Ying calls through the door, and Lanjian opens it instead of answering. Wei Ying has taken the time to throw on some eyeliner and dark, smoky shadow, his hair hanging loose down to his collarbone, in waves of black and red and purple. He's beautiful. He's always so fucking beautiful. Lanjian pauses and takes in the whole ensemble. Wei Ying is wearing the sweater Lanjian made him, black briefs, and thick black thigh-high cotton socks. It's a look that goes straight to Lanjian's cock, a sweater collar hanging off one of Wei Ying's shoulders like an 80s dance instructor. There is a delicious 3 inches of skin between the top of the socks and the hem of the briefs. Lanjian is going to bite bruises into it. "I like this," Lanjian says, letting his eyes rake over Wei Ying slowly, so he really feels the weight of his attention. It works, and by the time Lanjian looks back at his face, Wei Ying is squirming in place and blushing. He cups Wei Ying's face in one hand. "Did you pick it out with me in mind?"
"Yes, Dianxia."
Wei Ying's eyes flutter closed, and he sways into Lanjian's touch, tipping his cheekbone more firmly into his palm. "But also for me." He blinks his eyes back open, already drifting a little, and admits, "I didn't want to take the sweater off."
"Hmm," Lanjian says, desperately fond. "You like it that much?"
Wei Ying nods, rubbing against Lanjian's hand. "I love it. It's comfy and warm and slutty, which is obviously the perfect combination of elements."
"I'm glad," Lanjian says indulgently,
and strokes his thumb along Wei Ying's skin, letting his fingertips drift over the edge of his ear. "It's warm. Such a contrast to the way he felt at the beginning of winter, and the way he felt when he was rain-soaked after their flight. Lanjian almost wants to cry." He keeps going, running his fingernails over Wei Ying's undercut. About due for a touch-up trim. It's long enough now to be soft instead of prickly. And into his hair. He scratches at his girlfriend's scalp while Wei Ying shivers and arches into the touch, then makes a quick, tight fist. Wei Ying's breath catches, and he lets Lan Zhan tip his head back, his neck naked and exposed all the way down to one shoulder. God, Wei Ying is so hot. Lan Zhan still cannot believe his luck. Only it's not just luck now, is it? They're choosing each other every fucking day, and luck has nothing to do with that. That knowledge burns furiously in Lan Zhan's ribcage, and he decides to express it in the best way possible, by bending down and kissing Wei Ying so deeply and thoroughly he goes limp and happy and glazed. He slowly tows Wei Ying to the bed and down onto it, propping a knee next to his hip and laying half on top of him. Lan Zhan kisses Wei Ying until he's making happy, sexy little involuntary noises in the back of his throat, and only then does he pull away to nip at Wei Ying's jaw. "Climb up and lay down on the pillows," he orders, voice low but direct. Wei Ying shivers and slowly blinks his eyes open, already soft around the edges. It takes him a second to come back to himself, but he rolls his shoulders back, flexing his hands against the blankets. Lan Zhan keeps hold of his hair until Wei Ying actually starts to move, and watches as he wiggles his way up the bed as asked, reclining against the sheets in a dark spill of ink. He's hard already, and that will never cease to cause an answering thrum of satisfied heat in Lan Zhan's belly. When Wei Ying is settled in place, Lan Zhan crawls up the bed after him and picks up the cuffs. Wei Ying's eyes darken when he sees them, and he arches his back and draws one foot up his other leg in a move precisely calculated to get under Lan Zhan's skin. It definitely works, but Lan Zhan has had some practice at resisting Wei Ying's wiles, and doesn't allow himself to be distracted as he kisses the inside of Wei Ying's wrists before cuffing him to the headboard. "Listen," Wei Ying says, writhing in place, the sweater riding up against the bed. "Not that I'm complaining, but how are you gonna get me naked now?"
"I don't intend to get you naked," Lan Zhan says, skating a hand under the red sweater, over Wei Ying's side and ribs until he can lightly pinch one unseen nipple. "I'm going to leave you like this."
He drags his hand across Wei Ying's skin to his other nipple so it doesn't feel left out, smirking internally at the answering whine and head thrash against the pillow. "First, though," he says, removing his hand and sitting up, all business, "I'm going to take pictures of you."
"Lan Zhan," Wei Ying complains, tugging ineffectually at the cuffs. "Don't tease."
"My girlfriend said she wanted to be all mine," Lan Zhan points out, running his hand up and down the outside of Wei Ying's socked leg. "This is what she gets." He leans down and presses a kiss to one sock-covered knee and adds, "She made me wait a long time for it, and I'm taking revenge."
"Fuck," Wei Ying says, trying to press his leg into Lan Zhan's hand. "I know I deserve that, but you're the worst. This is gonna be a nightmare. I'm gonna come so hard." Lan Zhan says, moving out of reach and grabbing Wei Ying's phone off the nightstand.
"Probably."
He takes pictures for a few minutes, and while Wei Ying doesn't stop complaining, he also doesn't stop posing. Lan Zhan knows how the progression of an OnlyFans shoot goes at this point, so he gets shots with Wei Ying still clothed, then rucks up the sweater to show off his boyfriend's eminently lickable torso, then pulls down the briefs to show off his boyfriend's eminently lickable cock. Because Lan Zhan is a good partner who wants Wei Ying to succeed in all things, he takes the time to tuck the elastic of the waistband behind his balls before he takes the dick out photos, which, as Wei Ying has explained in the past, is like a bra for your dick, Lan Zhan. It just makes everything look nicer. By the time he actually gets the briefs off entirely, leaving Wei Ying bare between nipples and thighs, Wei Ying has moved from begging to threats.
I swear to God,
he groans, as Lan Zhan pets the outside of one socked thigh and does absolutely nothing else.
If you don't touch me soon, for real, I will break into your office at work and replace your current editing assignment with the worst fanfiction the internet has to offer. It'll have so many typos, Lan Zhan, and it won't even be about a ship you like. I will sort by the least kudos and find one of those fics with 8,000 tags. Oh my god, at least kiss me, you absolute monster.
This is what you asked for, Lan Zhan reminds him, kissing along the outside of his calf, completely ignoring Wei Ying's hard cock and where it's leaking all over his abs. Every gentle, chaste touch makes Wei Ying even more desperate, which, in turn, makes Lan Zhan even more entertained. Only his boyfriend would be so mad about getting exactly what he wants, Lan Zhan thinks. It's a joy to experience.
I'm going to replace all the salt with white pepper, Wei Ying says,
trying for furious and ending up pleading, his face and cock both flushed dark.
I'm going to, like, inject chili oil directly into all the vegetables, so everything you eat is spicy. I'll do all your laundry like I do mine, and throw it all in one cold cycle and then into a normal dryer, and fuck up all your perfect color points. I'm going to...
Whatever else he was planning to do will remain a mystery, as Lan Zhan has crawled up his body and silenced him via kiss. Wei Ying makes a sound into his mouth, but simultaneously pleased, relieved, and angry, wrapping his legs around Lan Zhan's waist and trying to drag him closer. Mostly, he just succeeds in lifting his own hips off the bed, which is an impressive demonstration of his thigh strength, but doesn't quite result in what Lan Zhan is pretty sure he was going for, namely, getting to rub his leaking dick against Lan Zhan. How tragic for Wei Ying.
You need to be good, Lan Zhan says, dragging his mouth along Wei Ying's jaw, biting his ear.
Oh, yeah?
Wei Ying says, breathlessly.
Are you gonna punish me if I'm bad, Gaga?
No, Lan Zhan says, biting his neck.
He kisses the little indentation his teeth left and adds,
If you're bad, I will go read my book for 10 minutes before I come back, so you know what it's like to be left alone and waiting.
Wei Ying opens his mouth for what will either be another complaint or threat, and Lan Zhan continues,
10 minutes for every infraction.
He pulls back and gives Wei Ying a questioning look, because maybe he should have cleared this first. He's no longer upset about Wei Ying's months of overworking, but it's a good scenario to use as faux revenge in this context.
Is this okay?
He asks, voice soft. Wei Ying's mouth curls up in a private, delicate smile, and he nods. You're not mad? He asks, in the same low whisper, and Lan Zhan shakes his head. Then it's okay, Wei Ying says, tipping his head back to expose his neck. Lanjian bites him again, as a reward, and Wei Ying shivers and arches up against him.
"I'll be good," he says, in his ragged sub-voice. "I'll be good, Dianxia."
He swallows, throat flexing against Lanjian's lips, and asks,
What can I say and still be good?"
"You may beg," Lanjian says generously, one hand under the sweater again, thumb circling a nipple. "You may ask me, politely, for what you want, though you might not get it." He switches back to a pinch, sharp and brief, and Wei Ying's breath stutters. "You may not complain, or insult me, or threaten me. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Dianxia," Wei Ying says.
He keeps saying it, even though last night he specifically said they didn't need to make this a Dianxia thing. It's adorable. He reluctantly relaxes his legs and lowers himself down to the bed, knees falling open, every inch of him pliant and laid out, and Lanjian's for the taking.
Lanjian loves him so much, every single part of him, every way.
"Good girl," Lanjian says, and when Wei Ying whimpers, he slides down his body and kisses his sternum. He has to tug the sweater up and out of the way in order to get his mouth on a nipple, but he also wants both hands to work with here, so he ends up pulling the sweater down over his head and shoulders. That frees up his hands, and Lanjian runs one up and down Wei Ying's hip, drawing his leg up around his waist. Wei Ying makes one of those sounds that's almost a purr, and uses that leg to press them closer. Lanjian decides that still counts as being good, mostly because he doesn't want to go pretend to read a book for 10 minutes. He's had enough alone time in the last 2 months, thank you, and he's not giving Wei Ying up even for a second. Lanjian proceeds to take Wei Ying entirely apart, slowly and thoroughly, with his mouth and hands and teeth. No part of his body is safe from soft caresses and wet kisses and the sharp nip of canines, and Wei Ying stays as still as he can while Lanjian gently tortures him.
"God," he moans at one point,
one of Lanjian's hands splayed out over his hip to pin him down, the other stroking his ribs, Lanjian's tongue circling a nipple.
"Not seeing you. It's so hot, baby. It's like a blindfold, but better, because it feels like I should be able to see you. I hate it. It's so good."
It's good for Lanjian, too. Underneath the sweater is like a sexy sensory deprivation chamber that smells like Wei Ying. The only real problem is that he can't see Wei Ying's face, and also he can't see anything outside of the sweater, which isn't going to work for the next part of this. He emerges, a little rumpled, and since he's already low enough on the bed to be face to crotch, he carries out his earlier plan by lowering his mouth to Wei Ying's inner thigh and biting a bruise into it. By the time he pulls away, it's dark purple and shiny wet with his spit. Lanjian pets it lightly with his thumb in accomplishment. He allows himself to bask for a moment, to really luxuriate in seeing his boyfriend marked up for him and loving it.
"I love it,"
Wei Ying says, shifting impatiently under him, and apparently a mind reader.
"I love it when you mark me up, Dianxia. I love looking at them later and remembering how I got them and who they're from."
Lanjian says, petting the bruise again. "From me."
"From you," Wei Ying agrees immediately. "Only from you, Lanjian."
"Because you're mine," Lan Zhan says, keeping one hand possessively on Wei Ying's hip while he reaches to the nightstand for the lube.
Because I'm yours,
Wei Ying says, his voice going a little wobbly.
All yours. Only yours.
And you want me, don't you? Lan Zhan asks, tugging off his underwear and slicking up his cock. You want me inside you?
Wei Ying bites his lower lip and whines, untouched dick leaking onto his abs.
Yes, he says, urgently. Please, Dianxia, I want you in me. It's been so long since I had you. I always want you in me. I want you in me all the time. I would live like that if I could figure out how. I'd go to work with you and stay on your cock all day, and you could edit around me, with me in your lap. You could fuck me whenever you fixed a typo, and I'd be so good for you, baby.
He breaks off into a moan as Lan Zhan hauls one leg up over his shoulder and lines himself up, rubbing the lubed head of his dick over Wei Ying's tight rim.
Fuck yes,
he slurs into the pillow, turned halfway onto his side.
Fill me up, Lan Zhan. Wreck me. I want it. I want you.
You have me, Lan Zhan says, pressing slowly inside. It's been a couple of weeks since they last actually fucked, and he knows Wei Ying can take him, but he absolutely refuses to rush when they haven't done any prep. He wants Wei Ying to hurt a little in the way that his girlfriend likes, and he wants to feel every millimeter of Wei Ying's body as he presses in, and he refuses to rush that and risk hurting Wei Ying wrong. He also refuses to rush because he loves to watch Wei Ying's face as he pants and moans and tries, fruitlessly, to speed the process along. Loves to watch him bite his lips and squeeze his eyes shut and thrash against the pillows. Lan Zhan works his cock into Wei Ying at an excruciatingly, beautifully slow pace, and when he finally can't push in any further, he braces himself, both physically, on one elbow, and mentally, for what's about to happen, and stays there, Wei Ying's body stretched open and burning hot all around him.
Lan Zhan, Wei Ying says, with dawning horror,
after a full 30 seconds have gone by with no movement. It's just on the edge of being a complaint, and Lan Zhan leans down and nips his ear reproachfully.
Be good, he reminds his boyfriend, and Wei Ying squirms underneath him, panting shallowly.
Given that Lan Zhan has one thigh plastered to his chest, and his hand pinning Wei Ying's other hip in place, the squirming comes mostly from the waist up, and achieves nothing but looking very sexy. Lan Zhan appreciates this very much.
You're allowed to beg, he adds, dragging his tongue along Wei Ying's jawline.
Oh, Wei Ying stutters out, clenching around Lan Zhan's cock. Oh, fuck, baby, please fuck me.
Lan Zhan bites his neck as a reward for the begging. Wei Ying drags in a stuttering breath and continues,
I want you to fuck me. I want it so bad. Lan Zhan, Dianxia, I love it. I love how good you fuck me. It's been so long, and I'm sorry for making you wait. Please, baby, fuck me now.
He tips his head up, trying for a kiss. Lan Zhan gives it to him, pins him to the bed, and kisses him sweet and slow and so gently that Wei Ying whines into his mouth in frustration.
You're the only one, he says when Lan Zhan pulls away. You're the only one who fucks me, the only one who's ever been in me, Dianxia. And you're perfect, it's so perfect. I don't want anyone but you.
Were you waiting for me? Lan Zhan asks, with a minuscule rock of his hips. Weiying throws his head back and moans in relief, clenching around Lan Zhan again. He probably got distracted, so Lan Zhan nips his jaw and asks again,
"Were you waiting for me, my love?"
"Yes," Weiying almost wails, the word forced out with the next slow press of Lan Zhan into his body. "I only ever wanted it to be you. I wanted your mouth and hands and your perfect fucking dick. You fill me up so good. Fuck. You stretch me out and I love it so much."
Lan Zhan keeps his pace measured, a careful slide almost all the way out, and then an equally careful slide back in. It makes Weiying come unglued, makes him go absolutely feral in desperation. And whenever he's in that wild place, he says the things Lan Zhan absolutely aches to hear, and still struggles to ask for outside of this time, when he has Weiying in his arms, coming slowly to pieces.
"You saved yourself for me," he growls,
thumb digging into Weiying's hip.
"You saved yourself like I was going to pull off your veil on our wedding night, and no one had touched you."
"I would have." Weiying kisses Lan Zhan's neck and shoulder, whatever he can reach, his mouth frantic. "I would have been the perfect little virgin bride for you, all shy and blushing and secretly desperate for you to fuck me and make me yours."
"Mine," Lan Zhan growls again, pressing his face into the crook of Weiying's neck and inhaling.
He loosens the hand on his hip and strokes it up and down his side, toying with the cuff of Weiying's sock.
"I was waiting for you, too,"
he says into Weiying's skin, putting a little more power into his thrusts.
"I wanted you so much it was killing me."
"You have me," Weiying says, yanking against his cuffs,
trying to get Lan Zhan closer and unable to do anything, restrained and pinned the way he is.
"You have me, baby. I'm yours."
His breath catches, body spasming in a way that's clearly out of his control, and he pants.
"You like it, right? You like fucking my tight little virgin hole and knowing I'm all for you."
"Mine," Lan Zhan says. "All for me."
And he stops petting Weiying's hip in favor of grabbing his chin and forcing him to make eye contact.
"My beautiful Weiying," he says, gently,
and watches Weiying's face go redder, his eyes go wide and horrified and delighted, the way they always do when Lan Zhan praises him.
"My kind, sweet boy."
"No,"
Weiying says, very weakly, blinking hard.
"You can't, baby, please."
Lan Zhan kisses the corner of his mouth, still fucking him with steady strokes, as deep into the hot, wet slide of Weiying's body as he can get.
"Say for it if you want me to stop,"
he says, as a reminder, knowing perfectly well that Weiying won't.
"Hug,"
Weiying says, squeezing his eyes shut.
"Fuck. You know damn well I'm not gonna."
Lan Zhan takes advantage of Weiying's closed eyes to smirk to himself, because he did know.
"Eyes open."
He kisses Weiying's cheek, waits for him to obey, and says, very sincerely,
"Meeting you was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I am grateful every day to have you in my life."
"Too much," Weiying says,
his eyes welling up.
"You're too much. You can't just fuck me and tell me things like that, Dianxia. What am I supposed to do with you?"
"Stay,"
Lan Zhan says, pushing closer, trapping Weiying's leg between them as he speeds up.
"Stay with me, my love. Stay with me forever."
He kisses Wei Ying's trembling mouth and shifts the angle of his hips until he swallows a punched-out sound from deep within Wei Ying's chest.
"Let me love you," he says, as Wei Ying clenches around him, head thrown back. "Let me keep you. Let me take care of you."
"Oh, God," Wei Ying sobs out, eyes wet. Lan Chan, you can't just say that. I can't. This is the other reason Lan Chan loves to get him like this. Loves to take him apart and put him back together. Wei Ying will almost never otherwise admit that this is what he wants. To be praised and loved and offered all the things he's always told himself he doesn't deserve. Wei Ying will joke about it, skirting around the edges and hoping that maybe he'll get a scrap of what he actually needs. He won't actually say it unless Lan Chan makes him say it. And Lan Chan only ever wants to do what Wei Ying wants, which means Wei Ying has to say it, which means Lan Chan has to make him.
"You can," he says, cradling Wei Ying's face and thumbing away a tear. "You can stay. You can always come back. You can have me. No one's going to take me away from you."
Lan Chan kisses him again, the sweater all scrunched up between them, the ribbed pattern from Wei Ying's sock probably imprinted on his chest and shoulder.
"Let me be your home, Wei Ying," he says against his mouth. "That's what you want, isn't it?"
"Yes," Wei Ying admits, voice cracked, fully crying now. "I want it, Lan Chan, please. I love you. Keep me. Please. Oh, God."
"I'm so happy to have you. My perfect, sweet girl,"
Lan Chan says, pressing the words into Wei Ying's skin.
"And someday, you're going to be my perfect, sweet wife."
"Oh."
"And someday, you're going to be my perfect, sweet wife."
"Oh," Wei Ying says, urgently, eyes snapping to Lan Chan's, wide and wild.
"Oh, Lan Chan, I..."
He clenches around Lan Chan's cock, hard, practically clamping down, his face scrunching up and his head tipping back, and his whole body arching off the mattress.
"Oh," he gasps. "Oh, you... yes."
And on his next breath, he shakes and comes. Comes apart and comes all around Lan Chan in a long, drawn-out shiver, breath hitching through sobs and gasps.
"Yes," he keeps saying, "and please, and Lan Chan, and love you."
Never anything close to a sentence. But Lan Chan knows what he means.
"Tell me you'll stay," he says, rough,
finally releasing his self-control and letting himself fuck into Wei Ying as hard as he wants, chasing his own unspooling pleasure.
"Tell me I can keep you. Tell me I'll always come back."
"Yes,"
Wei Ying says, making blurry, blown-out eye contact.
"I'm yours, Lan Chan. I'll always come back to you. You're..."
His voice cracks, and he has to swallow before he continue.
"You're my home."
"Oh,"
Lan Chan says, burying his face in Wei Ying's neck again, because now this is somehow too much for him.
"Wei Ying,"
he bites out, trembling, frantic.
"I love you."
And he doesn't get to say anything else for a little while, because that's when he snaps like a bowstring and comes so hard and for so long, he thinks he might white out a little bit. Burns through him like a fire, pulling all the oxygen out of his lungs and leaving him lightheaded and gasping. When he blinks back to reality, It turns out that sexy fugue state Lan Zhan was thoughtful enough to get Wei Ying's leg off his shoulder. So while he's still pressing Wei Ying to the mattress with his whole body weight, he's not adding the world's hottest hamstring stretch to the mix. That was nice of him. Plus, this way, he has both of Wei Ying's legs wrapped around his hips, gently hugging him close as Lan Zhan slowly softens inside of him. Without otherwise moving, or even really looking, Lan Zhan reaches up and unclips Wei Ying's cuffs from the headboard. Sexy fugue state Wei Ying, who is still a little weepy, wastes no time in wrapping his arms around Lan Zhan's shoulders, keeping his head buried in Lan Zhan's neck. He sniffles there for a little while, and Lan Zhan kisses his head and temple and ear. Wei Ying's ear is still warm, Lan Zhan notes with some satisfaction, and so is his nose where it's pressed to Lan Zhan's collarbone. Excellent. He thinks this marks the victorious end of stage one of Operation Make Sure Wei Ying is Never Cold Ever Again. Also, what a successful addition to Operation Make Wei Ying Come So Hard He Goes Totally Incoherent, which is another agenda Lan Zhan is constantly working toward. He gets one hand free and pets whatever part of Wei Ying he can reach, which is mostly one of those sexy socked legs. They're good socks. Lan Zhan likes them. "Did you mean it?" Wei Ying says sometime later, still hiding his face. Lan Zhan is feeling very fucked out and generous, so he lets him stay hidden. "I did," he says into Wei Ying's hair. "Every part." God. Wei Ying laughs wetly into Lan Zhan's neck and squeezes his arms a little tighter. "Fucking hey, Lan Zhan." He pulls away and smiles up at him, eyelashes still all wet and clumpy, face stained with tear tracks. "I just wanted to, like, pillow prince it up and get fucked real good, and you came for me where I live."
"You live here," Lan Zhan said softly, wiping Wei Ying's face with gentle hands. "You live here with me. This is home."
Wei Ying takes a deep, slow breath. He doesn't try to escape or make a joke or complain, just looks at Lan Zhan with soft eyes and a vulnerable mouth and says, "I know, Gaga. I'm home." His eyebrows scrunch together, clearly running at about half speed. "Did you just propose?" he asks, voice still watery and wavering. "Because I love you so much, but if you proposed while your dick was fully in my ass, I'm going to kill you."
"I did not propose," Lan Zhan says, finger combing out Wei Ying's hair. "Saying that I am looking forward to you being my wife is a statement of truth, not a proposal."
He kisses Wei Ying's lax, bruised mouth, and adds,
"For clarity's sake, when I propose to you, there will be a ring involved."
Wei Ying blinks away a fresh flood of tears and hides his face back in Lan Zhan's neck.
"Okay,"
he whispers, whole body trembling.
"Okay."
They stay like that, as entwined as they can be, until Wei Ying's breathing smooths out. He kisses Lan Zhan's neck, the edge of his jaw, and his cheek.
"I love you so much, sweetie,"
he whispers in Lan Zhan's ear, nipping at the lobe.
"But please get off me now. I need to stretch out my hip flexor real bad before it cramps."
Lan Zhan says, an apology, pulls out, and rolls off him to the side. He stays there, one hand on Wei Ying's abs, as Wei Ying stretches out the hip in question, and then pulls him in to spoon against his back. He'll clean them up eventually, but Lan Zhan fucking loves to cuddle, and he thinks it might literally be illegal to stop cuddling Wei Ying after that kind of scene and near proposal. "Oh no," Wei Ying says, craning his neck a little. "Oh no, I came too hard." Lan Zhan lifts his head to investigate whatever brought on this pronouncement, and finds Wei Ying looking down at his sweater, which has cum on it all the way up to the collar. "I'm so sorry, baby," Wei Ying says, stricken. "I really didn't mean to mess it up." He looks devastated about it, while Lan Zhan feels simultaneously apologetic and accomplished, and has to war with himself for a moment about which emotion he should actually go with. He decides on accomplished. "It's machine washable, my love," Lan Zhan says, kissing along the line of Wei Ying's neck. "I made it for you so you would wear it." He tips Wei Ying's face toward him with gentle hands, and kisses the downturned corner of his mouth. "I love your mass," he reminds him. "I am flattered that you liked your sweater enough to come on it." Wei Ying makes a face at him, fond and disgusted and a little confused. "You're weird, you know that?" Lan Zhan agrees. He kisses Wei Ying's nose and asks, "Do you want me to take pictures?"
"Hell yeah, I do. Hell yeah, I do," Wei Ying says, immediately perking up. "And then can we wash it?"
He rolls over onto his back, hiding his face against the curve of Lan Zhan's cheek. "I want to wear it tomorrow," he says, like it's a secret. "Probably all week, if I can manage it." "We can wash it," Lan Zhan says, unable to hide his smile, and he sits up to find Wei Ying's phone. It's been 2 weeks since the fight, which Lan Zhan cannot think about without adding dramatic capitals. Around them, February has shifted into March, winter slowly losing its grip on the city, as spring inexorably wins the battle for supremacy. They've gone to one therapy appointment each, and Lan Zhan has a list of queer-friendly couples therapists from Lan Yi for further investigation. Wei Ying has had one 4-day week at the cafe and loved it, followed by a weekend where he only shot 2 weddings, and the weekend they're currently in, where he shot a single brunch wedding on Saturday and no others. He managed to find the time to get an eye exam, and then he and Lan Zhan browsed online prescription glasses together one evening, Wei Ying wanting his opinion on every option before he put in the order. Said glasses have not yet arrived, which Wei Ying bemoans every morning when he checks the tracking. Wei Ying has slept and done yoga and stepped down his OnlyFans shooting schedule while he recovers from his near burnout. "I have 2 months' worth of back catalog," he told Lan Zhan over dinner earlier that week. "I've been producing like a demon for bad brain reasons. I think I can maybe chill for a hot second." And he's worn the sweater Lan Zhan knitted him almost every single day. "It's been good." It's Sunday, and Lan Zhan is on the couch, still pleasantly full of Wei Ying's oatmeal pancakes and sandwiched between the rabbits. Sui Bian and Bi Chen have loafed on either side of his thighs, like the world's most adorable bookends, so he's quite thoroughly trapped. He's ostensibly working on the black cable and lace scarf for Wei Ying, which only has about 6 inches to go, but in practice he keeps knitting a row and then staring into the middle distance, blissed out on a cloud of lingering endorphins from the night before. Wei-Ying, having deemed himself sufficiently well-rested to dom again, proceeded to prove this by tying Lan Zhan face down to the bed, and fingering him to one orgasm ground out against the towel, whereupon he then gave him a vicious massage. Lan Zhan can still feel it under his shoulder blades, where the muscle knots have been pummeled into submission, flipped him over onto his back, slipped a vibrating plug in him, and rode his dick to a second orgasm. Lan Zhan had thought that would be the end of it, but Wei-Ying was very dedicated to his craft, and when Lan Zhan was sufficiently recovered from the overstimulation, Wei-Ying fucked him with their vibrating dildo and jerked him off with a slick hand, until he managed to wring a third orgasm out of Lan Zhan's exhausted body. Lan Zhan assumes Wei-Ying must have jerked off on his neck and face after that, because he doesn't know how else the mess would have gotten there, but he was fully blacked out for that part. It will have to remain a mystery. All this to say, Lan Zhan's focus is absolutely shot this fine Sunday, and every time he shifts on the couch, the pleasant jolt of soreness distracts him from the scarf in his hands. It's fine, really. It's not like he's knitting on a deadline. If he were knitting on a deadline, he would be much more concerned about the way he accidentally spends 5 minutes staring out the window instead of completing a single stitch. But he's not. Therefore, he's not. Something catches Lan Zhan's attention, and he glances up to find Wei-Ying on the other end of the couch. He's wearing his hand-knit red sweater, laptop in hand, and eyes on Lan Zhan with a fond expression.
"You didn't even notice me come in, did you?" he asks, clearly smothering laughter.
Lan Zhan shakes his head, ears flushing, and Wei-Ying leans over Beach End to press a kiss to the top of one.
"I'm trying not to be too smug about how good I dommed you," he says, affection in every syllable. "But when you're still this fuck drunk the next day, you make it really hard not to be."
"You are allowed to be smug," Lan Zhan says. "You did good work."
He tips his mouth up for a kiss and gets it, then glances at Wei-Ying's laptop.
"Did you need something?"
Wei-Ying says, settling down closer and opening it up to reveal his internet browser and a multitude of very familiar tabs. "I still want you to knit a sweater for yourself before you make me another one," he says, angling the screen toward Lan Zhan, where there's a Ravelry pattern page open on a drapey femme pullover sweater with a curving lace panel in the front. "But I also know how much you like having a plan for things, and we know as soon as I start thinking about something, I have to hyperfocus on it immediately, so..." He clicks to the next tab, which turns out to be a pullover in deep blue, with an all-over celestial colorwork pattern, incorporating moon phases on the chest and sleeves. "I may have made a Ravelry account on impulse, and spent the last half hour compiling some of my favorites." The next tab is a short-sleeved sweater in an oatmeal base color, with a large, ridiculous cat face on the front. It is absurd, and Wei-Ying obviously needs it immediately. "These aren't like demands," he babbles on, trying to downplay his desires in the familiar way that makes Lan Zhan's heart ache a little. "But since you're probably going to knit stuff for me anyway..." Lan Zhan pulls him in and kisses him silent.
"Yes," he says, between kisses. "I will knit you anything. I will knit you everything."
He smiles at his boyfriend, warm, soft feelings piled up around him like the finest merino and cashmere yarns.
"Show me the rest."
The smile that spreads across Wei-Ying's face reminds Lan Zhan of one of the rabbits stretching, slow and languid and sun-warmed. Okay, he says. But I'm warning you, there are a lot.
Good, Lan Zhan says. I don't intend to stop.
Lan Zhan,
Wei Ying whines, ducking his head even as he slides the laptop closer.
You're the worst. Are you gonna be nicer to me when I'm your wife?
No, Lan Zhan says, quite honestly. And he smugly steals the laptop while Wei Ying wails in protest.